सीता उदी चिंतिषसा शांतवान् सृष्ट्वा जलं पीतदभूलसंमता निमील्य दुर्योगपतं समाविशत् मैत्रेय उवाच विद्यद्वरे दक्षम् अनूद्य शत्रुहन् सीतावदीतिं निशसा जलं पीतदुकूलसंवृतां निमील्य दुर्योगपतं समाविशत् मैत्रेय उवाच विद्यद्वरे दक्षम् अनूद्य शत्रुहन् स्पृष्टाजलं पीतदुकूलसंवृता निमीलद्रव्योगपदं समाविशत्
Maitreya
Vacha.
Maitreya
said,
iti,
thus,
advare, in the arena of sacrifice,
in the arena of sacrifice,
daksham,
daksham,
dudaksha,
dudaksha,
anudya,
anudya,
speaking,
satraha,
annihilator of enemies,
on the ground,
udichin, facing north,
facing north,
nishasada,
nishasada,
sat down,
Shantava,
in silence,
Prishva,
after touching,
Jalam,
water,
Pita Dukula Samruta,
dressed in yellow garments,
yes, in yellow
Mimilia,
closing,
Drip,
Vishan,
Yoga
Patam,
Mystic
Yoga,
Samavishat,
became absorbed.
Translation by Dreya the Sage told to her, O annihilator of enemies, while thus speaking to her father in the arena of sacrifice, sat he sat down on the ground and faced north, dressed in saffron garments. She sanctified herself with water, closed her eyes, and absorbed herself in the process of mystic yoga. Purport is said that when a man desires to quit his body, he dresses in saffron garments. Therefore, appears to Sati, he changed her dress and he gave her she was going to quit the body given to her by Daksha. Daksha was Sati's father, so instead of killing Daksha, he decided that it would be better to destroy the part of his body which was hers. Thus, she decided to give up the body of Daksha by the yoga process. Sati was the wife of Lord Shiva, who is known as Yogeshwara, the best of all yogis, because he knows all the mystic processes of yoga, so it appeared that Sati also knew them. Either she learned yoga from her husband, or she was enlightened because she was the daughter of such a great king as Daksha. The perfection of yoga is that one can give up one's body or release himself from the embodiment of material elements according to one's desire. Yogis who have attained perfection are not subject to death by natural laws. Such perfect yogis will leave the body whenever they desire. Generally, the yogi first of all becomes mature in controlling the air passing within the body, thus bringing the soul to the top of the brain. Then, when the body bursts into flames, the yogi can go anywhere he likes. This yoga system recognizes the soul, thus it is distinct from the so-called yoga process of controlling the cells of the body, which has been discovered in the modern age. The real yoga process accepts the transmigration of the soul from one planet to another, or one body to another. And it appears from this incident that Sati wanted to transfer her soul to another body or spirit. 25. First of all, she sat down in the required sitting posture, and then she carried the light hair upwards and placed it in the position of equilibrium in the navel. Then she raised her light hair, mixed with intelligence of the heart, and gradually towards the pulmonary passage, and from there to between her eyebrows. Purport, the yoga process is to control the air passing within the body in the different places called chakra, the six circles of air circulation. The air is raised from the abdomen to the navel, from the navel to the heart, from the heart to the throat to the eyebrows, and from between the eyebrows to the top of the cerebrum. That is the sum and substance of practicing yoga. Before practicing the real yoga system, one has to practice the sitting postures because this helps in breathing exercises, which control the air going upwards and downwards. This is a great technique which one has to practice to attain the highest perfectional stage of yoga, but such process is not meant for this age. No one in this age can attain the perfectional stage of such yoga. A people indulge in practicing sitting postures, which is more or less a gymnastic process. By such bodily gymnastics, one may develop good circulation and may, therefore, keep one's body fit. But if one simply restricts oneself to that gymnastic process, one cannot attain the highest professional stage. The yoga process is described in the Keshava Sruti, prescribes how one can control his living force according to his desire and transmigrate from one body to another, from one place to another. In other words, yoga practice is not meant to keep the body fit. Another transcendental process of spiritual realization helps one keep the body fit, or is it spirit soul that keeps the body always fresh? As soon as the spirit soul is out of the body, the material body immediately begins to decompose. Any spiritual process keeps the body fit without separate endeavor, but if one takes it that the ultimate aim of yoga is to maintain the body, then he is mistaken. The real perfection of yoga is elevation of the soul to the higher position, or the liberation of the soul from material entanglement. Some yogis try to elevate the soul to higher planetary systems, where the standard of life is different from that of this planet, and where the material comforts, lifespan, and other facilities for self-realization are greater. And some yogis endeavor to elevate the soul to the spiritual world, the spiritual life of the planets. The Bhakti Yoga process directly elevates the soul to the spiritual planets, where the life is eternally blissful and full of knowledge. Therefore, Bhakti Yoga is considered to be the greatest of all yoga systems. Translation: Maitreya, the sage, told Vidura, O annihilator of enemies, while thus speaking to her father in the arena of sacrifice, Sati sat down on the ground and faced north, dressed in saffron garments. Sanctified herself with water and closed her eyes to absorb herself in the process of mystic yoga. First of all, she sat in the required sitting posture, and then she carried the light bearer upwards and placed in the position of equilibrium near the navel. Then she raised her light bearer, mixed with intelligence to the heart, and then gradually towards the pulmonary passages and there between her eyebrows. So this is a description of Sati practicing yoga. And you find here the different positions mentioned, which are equivalent of the chakras in the yoga system, which are quite common, commonly known. Though we find that Patanjali himself does not dwell on such things much. We see more mentioned in later yoga scriptures rather than Patanjali's. And similarly, Patanjali doesn't really concern himself with raising up the light bearer, etc., but simply meditation. Patanjali's yoga system is rather simple compared to other processes that are explained later on by other authors. Anyway, we find here that Sati was practicing this system in which one meditates on the different chakras, and in doing so, one purifies gradually from the lowest to the highest layer of the subtle body. Because the subtle body is composed of many layers, and each layer may have different problems in it, different experiences in it, which go with you life after life and accumulate. So, to purify all these layers, one meditates on each chakra, which represents one of the layers. So the lowest chakra is the lowest layer, that is the basic material body, and the highest chakra is the spiritual chakra, and in between there are different layers in the subtle body. So as one goes upwards, then one is reaching higher and higher purification, and when one reaches the top, then one is supposed to have spiritual realization. So that is the process in utilizing the chakras. The ultimate process of yoga, the goal of yoga is ultimately to realize Atma. This is the final conclusion of Patanjali. It is quite evident there. And he doesn't even mention asanas are glimpses of them, but not much. He doesn't even describe them in detail. So concentration of what Patanjali is on the realization of Atman, nothing else. Of course, he also recognizes Ishvara, or the Supreme Lord, who is merciful and therefore allows one to progress in the yoga process. So, the ultimate goal of yoga is not siddhi. It's not these different powers that one can get, like traveling to another planet or getting different powers. In fact, a warning is given that these cities are a distraction for the yogi. So one should not be involved in those things. If one does, then one is liable to come back into the material world again. This detracts from one's spiritual realization. So though the yoga process is famous for gaining siddhis and whatnot, these are not encouraged in the yoga process itself. The final goal is simply liberation from the material body and realization of self. So we should understand that all the present processes are not actually aware of the, I'm emphasizing the real global process. The aim of sati was to give up the body through this yoga process. So to give up one's body at will, this is one of the yoga cities. So she was utilizing the city to get rid of her material body. So sati, of course, because she actually is a very special personality, the one of the Lord Shiva, and also the controller of material energy, there is no problem for her to practice this type of system. And we'll see even Kshatriyas and others also practice this yoga system, even in Dwarka Yuga. So it was not difficult for them to do this. However, in Kali Yuga, for the normal person to do this is very difficult. So the yoga system has a limitation in the fact that its goal is liberation, and its qualification is very high. One has to be subject in order to get that result, liberation. So in Kali Yuga, it is not possible for the general people to follow the process, the course of people in Tamil. And furthermore, they don't even want liberation. So it is not the recommended process for this age. In Satya Yuga, the main process was Jnana. So to meditate on the Supreme Lord was the process of that time. This is also incorporated in the yoga system. Not mentioned so much in Patanjali's yoga system, though he does mention Ishvara. But in the Bhagavatam it mentions that the yogi should meditate on the Vishwarupa form or the Paramatma form of the Lord in order to achieve liberation. So therefore this is also part of the yoga system, to meditate on the Supreme Lord. However, in speaking of the Yuga Dharmas, that doesn't mean that yoga was the process in Satya Yuga. Meditation was the process, but that meditation is part of bhakti. It is different. The goal is different. The process of yoga is for liberation. The process of bhakti is not for liberation. That is simply a side product. So the process may look similar because jnana is one of the angas of bhakti. Devotional service, jnana is also an anga, but it is an anga of bhakti, not of yoga. So therefore the process of Satya Yoga was a bhakti process, meditation on the Supreme Lord, because the people were qualified. So in Kali Yuga, they're not qualified for that. In any case, the result of these different processes, meditation, sacrifice, double worship, and sankirtan, the whole goal is Supreme Lord, not liberation. But bhakti includes that meditation on the Supreme Lord with a different role, that is, to develop bhakti. So in Kali Yuga, bhakti is also the process, but it is not the meditation process. People are not qualified for that. So the process for a bhakti in Kali Yuga is Nam Sankirtan, chanting the Lord's name. This is more accessible to people at large. And the goal is the same. So here, Sati's goal is not liberation, such. It was simply to get rid of her connection with her father. And therefore, she meditated and gave up her body and got a new body. So she utilized the yoga system for her own purposes. So the devotees of the Lord are not interested in utilizing such powers, though the bhakti includes everything, so whatever one gets from karma or jnana or yoga is available to the devotee. He doesn't use these things for in devotional service. He does whatever the Lord wants, so he doesn't utilize such powers at all.
Maharaj, essentially in all these four ages, process was only bhakti yoga. Only the means of practicing it was different.
Yeah.
If an ancient day, when we used to die, until the time of the husband dies, because it's a sati system. So because of the same...
She initiated the system by burning herself up.
But his sati dies because of...
Not in a fire, a funeral fire, but she does it by meditation.
And Maharaj, she is setting an example in the sense that she is exceptionally, she is an exceptional personality. She needs to do all that?
This is probably again part of her pastimes, that's all.
But Guru Maharaj, again,
in one sense, to teach daksha.
It's again a misconception. This is done for daksha to realize something. Whereas people misconstrue it and do it when their husband dies and just fall into the fire. How it can be compared with?
Well, even in Bhagavatam, Puranjana, he was born as a woman, and he also, as a woman, when her husband died, the king died, then she also was putting herself on the funeral fire. And we see, of course, in other stories also, Mahabharata, the same thing takes place. That was quite common.
Also in the modern court system, they say that one should not give his body like suicide because it's punishable. I think Manusmriti also has a system that one has no right to give his body.
Yeah. Well, I think that is an exception. That is not suicide for one's own, because of one's difficult circumstances or such.
That's what but same here, Maharaj, Sati has a difficult circumstances. Same here for Sati, also she has a difficult circumstances with her father.
Yeah, her idea is actually just to separate herself from the aparad. Huh? Not because, you know, her father is persecuting her or something like that. It's not for that reason.
Well, it's because she's ashamed to go and meet Shiva again because Shiva warned her.
That's also there, but anyway, the main thing is she didn't like her connection with her father because he's an aparadi.
Well, won't you set a bad example to other women? She would just run away from the place and go and somewhere else. You know,
then other people will run away in the same way, yeah? In other words, everyone can use examples, and they can take Krishna as an example and do everything Krishna does, or whatever, or do whatever Shiva does also. But the idea is not simply to imitate, but to actually follow their instructions.
Grandara Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. His Holiness Bal Maharaj ki
jai.
Jivendra Sri Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Jai Gopi Pramananda ki.
Why are you going to go to that?
இருங்க, ஸ்டாப் பண்ணுறேன்.